sportscasters. You know, who's on your list? We're going to compile that list because we're not going to do anything with it because it, you know, it has no redeeming value whatsoever and it's not compelling. No. But it's interesting to know who you guys like and don't like. I like that. Good morning. Hello. How you doing? Hello. Lost you. Call me back. Good morning. Hello.
Yo.
Yes. Who's on your list?
It's got to be Chris Berman, man. That's the godfather right there.
He's your best?
Huh?
Is Chris Berman your best?
Bah, I think bah, so, bah, brother. Bah, bah. Come on, man.
I think he's kind of.
What's my brother that works with him? Mind you, Chuck Person.
Yeah.
I can't think.
I know you're talking about.
I know who you're talking about. Just
he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's okay.
What's my name?
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. How you doing, Russ?
All right, man. Your best and worst sportscasters.
I got two of the worst. Antoine Randall and Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, man.
Shaq does have a personality. It's just that he won't open his mouth.
I just want to say what he does.
I just want to say, open your mouth and speak out loud.
I want to give Antoine Randall L. a little bit more time because, you know, he's new, but I think he has the skill set. He might be able to pull it off. Some guys just don't have that skill set. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hey. Who you got?
Hey.
Yeah.
I got Shaq and Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley's
personality, even though he splits some verbs, but his personality, I think, makes up for it.
Let me tell you something.
Michael Jordan.
But I also think that's part of his accent. I don't think it's just, I think it might be a little bit of his.
Michael Jordan. That's J-O-A-D-A-N.
Let me tell you something. Michael Jordan.
Good morning. Hello.
Russ.
Yes.
Troy Aikman is a bum. All he does is talk bad about the Redskins every time he's on. That's why
he's a cowboy.
Troy Aikman talks bad about every team except
the Cowboys.
Except,
no,
especially
he does.
NFC teams.
Bum.
Oh man, he
why
got
to be a bum? Because he took us to the Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl.
What's it called?
Super Bowl.
Because he took us to the Super Bowl.
Take your microphone down right now. You're gone. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes. Who you got on your list?
You know what? The only person I can think of that is worse and his mouth scares me is Shannon Sharp.
His mouth scares you?
What do you think his mouth's going to do? What do you
think? It scares me. It looks like it's just going to chomp everybody up.
It's like Pac-Man, right?
It's scary.
Oh, you guys are so
Why
wrong
should say
about
his
that?
Mouth scares her? No, you don't have to do that.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ.
Yes, who you got?
My best right now, Rush, is Chris Carter. Worst I had to say Charles Barkley, man.
Charles Barkley is great.
I like his personality.
Yeah.
Not trying to be rude, said, what's the one name with the big-ass gap? He's annoying. Who's that with the big-ass gap?
Not Michael Strahan.
He does have a lisp, an obvious lisp, but
I like him.
I mean, it
show.
Works for him. Look, he's already doing a TV show on ABC.
He's got personality. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, you know who's the one that works with Berman? That's Keith Jackson. He's pretty good.
He's good.
Yeah.
You know who's the worst?
Oh.
The absolute worst?
Yeah.
Russ Parr, brother. Huh?
I thought he was going to say Superkin.
How was I going to get him?
I thought he was going to say Superkin.
You're going to work me in there somewhere. Thanks.
I got two for you. Track Dog Vision says Tom Jackson is with Chris Berman.
Yeah, Berman.
Berman, okay.
Right.
Let's see. W. Taylor Jr. 2009 says, "I think Keyshawn, CC, and Ditka do very well. Desmond Howard is great too. James Brown and Bierman."
Okay, we're not talking about what happened to Pam Oliver and them. I mean,
it's just her. If she could just pull her wig down over her forehead,
she had a rough.
I just want her to have her wig over her forehead. Is all, and then we can talk.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, I'm saying about Pam.
John Gruden, and I like Tom Jackson also, and probably Warren Sapp. He makes all them crazy facial expressions he's making even when they're not talking to him.
Yeah, you know, John Gruden, I think he needs to be back in coaching.
Think so?
I think it's time. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, I'd have to say that my best is Chris Carter.
Yeah, he's good.
And my worst? It's got to be Charles Barkley. He sounds like a new generation field slave. I can't help it.
Not a new generation field slave.
No, Hugh Douglas. I think it's his accent.
No, Dan Marino.
Yeah, wow.
I don't like neither one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan Marino.
I'm good. Yes, football tonight. Are you ready for some football? Okay, well, tonight you're going to get it, and you're going to love it. Anyway, the best and the worst sportscasters out there, you know, and it's always good to do this. We want to be positive and negative at the very same time. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing, man? Who's on your
best? What's going on?
Who's on the same level as the third? All right, man. Who's on your best and worst list?
Hey, listen. I just want to make this comment about Ray Lewis. I think, like, every time he going to start, you know what I'm saying, doing a little sports commentary, I just think he's just going to start crying. every time, he just like, yeah, but he made this play, man. And hold on.
You know who I like? The guy who used to be the coach for the, of course, everybody, because Cowboy's all I know. Used to be the coach. He's got that real Southern accent.
Jimmy Johnson.
I love him because he sounds like a good old boy. Yeah, like, you know,
his whole crew was good.
Yeah.
Good morning. The best and worst. Who you got?
I got two. For the worst, I got Boomer Esiason and Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, I don't like Keyshawn. Boomer. I don't like Boomer at all.
Boomer's like loud and obnoxious.
And for the best, I got Shannon Sharp and
Deion
Sanders.
I like Deion.
Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, lock on his mouth.
His mouth moving. So he's almost like a Japanese movie.
But Deion Sanders is good.
I like Deion.
He's smooth with his. He's got a sense of humor. Sapp is really funny.
It's that whole team. Warren Sapp, Mariucci, that whole crew.
I got to keep it real. I like the NFL Network's coverage.
That's that team.
Yeah, that team.
Yep.
I think it's better than...
Yeah.
Than the ESPN, Fox, also Fox, and the rest.
Right. Right, Freitas. Okay. It's just that, you know... I don't know. I have a hard time with what's his name?
Sharp.
Yeah, Sharp. Because
he can't get his mouth around his teeth.
Well, that might have a little something to do with it.
I'm just trying to figure it out. What do you say? I don't know who he is. I'm asking. When I see your mouth moving.
They allow him to do highlights.